Wall Street to the small town barber, everybody in a dark place.
Yeah.
Crying tears like a river runs. No umbrella in your car in the rain. Running low on faith, can I get an amen?
Good Thursday morning to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It's so good to have you this morning. We are making it. You are almost to the end of the week. We have 2 days, and I hear it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. And there is crawfish, all kinds of good stuff this weekend. Don't miss out. With us today, we have Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air. Good morning, Travis. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Hanging in there. How has your week been?
Not too bad.
Good.
It's just that time of year we're starting to creep up on crazy. But that's also, like you just mentioned, it's a fun time of year. There's a lot of stuff going on. As long as we don't have rain, the weather right now is really nice. Nice to get out and do things. So been trying to get some things done in the yard and all that good stuff. So it's been good.
It is that time of year, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot going on.
Every time I go home and I look at my flower bed, I'm like, oh, it is that time of year. And nothing ever happens to it.
It's been a little time in mind trying to get them all cleaned out. But a little bit here, a little bit there.
There you go. A little at a time is good, right?
That's right.
So how is business? Is everyone doing good?
It is good. It's been busy. We do have quite a bit going on right now. We've got a lot of new installs and change outs going on right now. The financing options that are out there have really helped us out. We use them more than I ever thought we would when financing came out a few years ago for air conditioning. I kind of wasn't even big on it. I thought, it's kind of, is that really what you want to do? Mm-hmm. But then the manufacturers step up and they offer these rebates and things to help incentivize. And it's gotten to where it really makes a lot of sense to me, because we've seen a lot of houses that maybe they were just looking to replace a system, but they did opt to do the more high efficiency system, which is where the rebates and the financing offers are. And seen systems that we actually can finance, and the power bill comes down more than the financed payment is.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, I mean, that really to me kind of pays for itself. And then on top of that, you get the nicest, most quiet home, that you can get with the air that you want. So it's kind of a win-win, and it does well.
Absolutely. In today's economy with FPL and what it charges, we need all the help we can get, I have to say.
Yeah, I've been kind of watching ours at home. I experiment with things here and there, mm-hmm. and then I watch it and try to watch my usage and see what it does to see what affects things the most. And I'm always playing and tinkering with that kind of stuff. So it's kind of neat to see. And I do like doing that for a customer. It always feels good to hear them. And I try to follow back up to see, what is the power bill for each person, because everyone's different. And that's a lot of people will ask, how much power can I save with this unit? And there's no way to give them that answer. All I can give them are examples of people that we've done it for, because depending on the temperature you run in your home and the other things you do, whether you dry a lot of clothes or use whatever, it changes a lot. But having those direct examples with real figures is always good to be able to give, because then I'm not guessing. I can tell you what so-and-so did.
Absolutely. And have you seen anything that people can change or maybe improve to help improve their energy bills?
Well, with air conditioning, we've talked about a few times how some people like to swing the temperature quite a bit, maybe turn it way up when they leave. Yeah. And I've played with this in my own home, is why I can talk about it pretty comfortable, is I did not see a lot of difference in a big swing and a small swing. Now, I think a little swing does make a difference, about 3 degrees, maybe 4 you get away with. But if you're trying to run the house at 72 degrees and then you're turning it up to 80 when you leave on a hot day, it never will catch up, and your humidity gets so high during the day that you really need it running some anyway. So I think the house is a lot more comfortable, and I don't see a lot of energy difference in turning it way up like that. Of course, the best thing you can do is if the house is more comfortable at a higher temperature, that makes a big difference. And that's where some of the higher efficiency systems we installed do such a good job with humidity. We see this quite often, that someone may say 74 degrees is what they like. With a really low humidity in the house, 76 even, or 77, feels like 74. And that kind of sounds crazy, but it's true.
It'd be amazing, actually.
And that's a lot of difference towards your power bill if you're not driving it down near that much. So those are things that do. Right now, obviously, filters. Got a lot of pollen in the air. A lot more in and out of the house because it's a little nicer outside. So your filters can clog up and affect the efficiency a lot. Another thing that we do on our maintenance is that you can check on your own at home is the outdoor unit, making sure that coil outside is clean, that it doesn't have a lot of leaves and debris sucked up in it. If you go out to check your outdoor unit and you can't see it, you probably need to trim some bushes, because that happens a lot. I mean, we go around and look for the unit. It's behind those bushes. Well, it needs air. So just make sure that it can breathe both in the sides and out the top.
And I've heard that it needs to be trimmed anyway if you need service done on it. Don't, as a professional, you have to have so much room in between.
Yeah, the units all have specifications, and most of them want at least 18 inches of clearance all the way around them. And then as a service guy, you need to be able to get in and out of those.
Right.
So you need some kind of lane or alley. But one thing we see a lot of people forget is the clearance above them. That air going out of the top of the unit, which most all our units now discharge the hot air out of the top. If they're underneath something, whether it be a thick brush or an eave or anything like that, if that warm air is going up and hitting something and immediately getting pushed back down, the outdoor unit is recirculating its own hot air, and that is not what we want. We want the air coming into that unit as cool as possible. So we need that hot air leaving out of the top to get gone, you know, be gone.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. I am your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are talking to Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air. So if you have any AC questions, please give us a call or text. That is 437-1620. We had a friend text us, we're turning our back porch into a sunroom. Is it better to add on to existing ductwork or use a mini split system?
In most cases I see, almost always, the mini split is a better option. One big reason for that is most of the time when you enclose another part of the house, the amount of windows in that part of the house is usually larger than the amount of windows per square foot on the inside part of the house. So what happens is you have a lot more heat coming into that square footage than you do coming into the square footage of the home. So even if you try all the thermostat tricks in the world, if you're using the same air conditioning system to heat and cool both, if you've got more heat coming into that section than you do the other, it's going to be warmer faster, and vice versa. In the winter, it's going to get colder faster. So with a mini split, you can completely control it. A lot of times those rooms become a room that you occasionally use. And if that's the case, a mini split's perfect, because you can go out there and turn it down and in just a few minutes, it's cool. So typically that's the right answer, is the mini split.
And if you need more information, you can always head over to their website, climatetechproair.com, or give them a call at 857-4700. They service so many areas, correct?
That's correct.
I had a list here.
Oh, goodness,
it's huge. Pensacola to Pace to Beulah, Sanders Beach, Paradise Beach, Mary Esther, so.
Yeah, we try to go as far as we can feasibly go. And you know, if people call in that are outside, we tell them, you know, it's not something we're trying to go out there and kill ourselves to drive way too far and cost the customer more money. So we'll tell them if it's too far. But yeah, anything here local, this show, I'm pretty sure most everything inside of this show we cover.
Okay, great. And, you know, I didn't know about the mini split till the last time you were here.
Uh-huh.
And that is a good option, like you told me about, if you need your bedroom colder, but
that's
the rest
right.
of the house
yep.
at a different temperature.
Yep.
That way you don't have to cool down the whole house at night.
Right.
I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, if you're somebody that really likes to sleep cool, and there's even studies coming out saying that's more healthy, is to be sleeping colder, that is something that, instead of using the big 3-ton or 4-ton or whatever your house might need to cool the entire house down to 70 degrees, you just cool down your bedroom, and that makes a lot more sense from an energy standpoint. And it's also a backup. You know, if you had a power outage and you had a smaller generator, you could keep the bedroom cold. So there's other advantages to it as well. And then the mini splits in general, there's a lot of options inside of mini splits. So that word encompasses a lot. The mini splits were typically just a wall-mounted, kind of a box-looking wall unit with an outdoor unit. But now there are tons of different variations, from flush ceiling mount options where you don't even hardly know they're in the room. There's floor mount options. There's ducted options where you can actually put vents on them. So it's kind of endless what you can do with the mini split world.
That is really neat. I have a friend that always needs it really cold in her bedroom. And I was just telling her about that the other day. I was like, did you know that you can actually have it like 68 in the bedroom and 72 in the rest of the house? Her mind was just as blown as me, I think, for real.
Yep.
And let's talk about fresh air quality. because that's super important. I know we have a lot of pollen allergies in Northwest Florida. So what are some ways that we can help with air quality in our homes?
Obviously the easy answer is checking your filters, making sure they're clean. I think the best thing to do is two things. The filtration system you're using needs to be done correctly. And I say that because so many houses that I go into have a filter that's way too small. And when the filter's too small, the air goes through it too fast. It's not filtering like it should. It's just not doing what it's supposed to. So first thing would be having the properly sized filter, whatever size filter you need. They're all going to be different. And then the second part of that would be getting fresh air into the house. Most houses do not have a way to bring fresh air in. They rely on just the openings in the house, the cracks, the crevices, mm-hmm. all that stuff to let air in, which is fine. It does let oxygen in, but it also lets in dust and pollen and whatever else you don't want. You really have no control over it. So bringing fresh air in controlled through whether it be just a return pipe and a filter or a dehumidifier or an ERV, there's a few different ways to bring that air in. And then you could almost visualize you're literally pressurizing your house like a bubble with clean, dry air as opposed to just whatever comes in randomly. So
if you need more information about this, you can mm-hmm. always head over to their website, climatechproair.com, or give them a call. They'd be happy to answer any of your questions. The phone number is 857-4700. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'd love to answer any of your questions, 437-1620. And then let's talk about financing, because I know that's important to some mm-hmm. people.
It is.
What is our financing options?
We've got financing right now, even on our highest efficiency systems, we've got 0% financing for 5 years.
So that's super. 0%?
Yeah, and that's where the manufacturers step in and offer this kind of stuff, and it really helps out because they're letting you do it on their dime, so you can keep your cash. And if it lowers your power bill the same as the payment or even in the ballpark, it's kind of like getting one for free in some aspects. So it's a way to get a new system if you need one. And depending on which system you want, even let's say you just wanted the most budget-friendly system, I'm wanting to say that's somewhere around 9% for 36 months. And it changes sometimes, and I'm not 100% sure where it is right now, but I think it's right around there. So it's available in even repairs. So if you had a really expensive repair and you needed to finance that, you can finance that as well. So those are things that we don't utilize very often because I just forget about them, don't talk about them enough. Mm-hmm. But that is a very useful tool to get the air quality or the system that you might need and get everything like you want it, because it will finance the whole project. It won't just finance the system. So if you're looking to add a dehumidifier, an ERV, any of that stuff, the filtration methods, let's say you've got a new system, but the filter's just terrible. It's not what it should be. We can come in and redo the filter system and get you something to get the air quality in the house where it ought to be.
And what about maintenance? What is a good maintenance regimen to have with your AC unit to make sure it's working efficiently, especially when we get into these hotter months come June?
Right. Yep. We recommend twice a year. We recommend once now, you know, right in this ballpark where we're here in the spring, to get it ready for those months you're speaking of. And then again, we would turn around and like to do it in October, November, when it starts to cool off. Get your furnace ready. Get your furnace cleaned out if you've got gas. If not, if you've got a heat pump, get everything ready. Make sure the refrigerant's right on that. Heat pumps is something it's kind of crazy to talk about right now because we're getting out of that. But when you're heating with a heat pump, if your heat pump's not working correctly, your heat strips will come on and take care of it and keep you warm, and you'll have no clue anything's wrong, but your power bill gets astronomical.
Oh.
So, and that's one of those things that a maintenance can catch that you really may not catch for quite a while. So same thing when cooling. They can cool okay if they're not 100% right. But being 100% right gets them cooling a lot better and a lot more efficient.
You definitely need an efficient AC system in Florida, especially Northeast Florida, when it's just hot and miserable. And I've been there where it's not catching up, or maybe the filtration system isn't right. So definitely I would give them a call and get that maintenance done now in the spring before that major heat wave hits and you turn it on and it all of a sudden isn't working, because I have been there too, and that's no fun either.
Yeah, it's and we actually get that a lot, that we'll get somebody that'll call in June and they're like, well, I want to have it maintained. Okay, all right, we can do that, and it's not working.
Yeah.
That's not a maintenance.
Usually what happens.
That's
can
like,
it just be a maintenance maintenance.
That's like towing your car to the dealer and asking them to maintenance it. That's not how it that works.
It needs a new engine. Just maintenance.
Yeah,
it's
just
fine.
Maintenance. That's all.
Just charge me the maintenance fee. That's exactly what I need you to do.
It's late for maintenance once that happens.
Exactly.
So that is something that to keep in mind. Maintenance is, it doesn't mean it's broke, but it does keep it running. Not only keeps it running, but keeps it running like it should, because a lot of them we go to when they're broke have been running very inefficiently for a long time, and that's why they're now broke. So it is definitely worth the money to do to have them checked out.
Exactly. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air. All things AC, if you need to ask him a question, it is 437-1620. He'd be happy to answer for you. If you need any AC, a new AC unit, you need it maintenance, there is so much they can do. And you said also that you do same day. Same day service, mm-hmm. correct? So if someone
That's
just
correct.
Said, oh no, it doesn't work, they can give you a call?
That's right. Give us a call. We usually take care of everything we can that day. You know, barring something crazy and a part needed that can't be gotten, we mm-hmm. try to keep everybody cooling and do what we can to make everybody comfortable. And that's sometimes not easy when it gets crazy, crazy hot outside. So the more you can do now, the better.
Yes, and that's 857-4700. Have you found since COVID that it's harder to get parts?
In some cases, I have seen it. I'll be honest, our supplier has done a fantastic job of keeping us in what we need. There have been a few cases we've had to order things. I have heard horror stories from some parts manufacturers, but we have done our best to get around them. I've even gone as far. I know we had to do this once for a lady. During the height of COVID, we did have a motor that was almost impossible, and we went and pulled one out of our scrap pile and just put it in her unit to get her cooling until we could get the right part in, because we don't ever want to leave anybody, especially in the really hot part of summer. I mean, if we got to do something a little untraditional, we typically try to do it to try to keep people cooling. That's, I guess, a little bit of what I think makes us a little different. We're family, have been forever, and we understand a lot of cases it's just unbearable. So we'll try to do anything we can to keep people cooling and get things done as quickly as possible. But as far as parts go, that has kind of caught up to an extent. There may be a very odd one here or there, but most of it's been caught up.
And let's talk about American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is that tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, American Standard makes a great product. They're somebody that I actually, when I first started my business, that's what I wanted to put in because of the quality of their units. They just go above and beyond the way they build things, the way they build their cabinets, the way they even paint their cabinets, and that sounds crazy, but their paint is baked on as opposed to sprayed on. The screws they use to hold their cabinets together are dipped in a ceramic-type coating to keep them from rusting. The coils inside and outside are all aluminum construction, so we don't deal with a lot of breakdown of the coils shorter than they should, which is what we see in a lot of our area. The coils actually start to eat themselves up. With the dissimilar metals, they start to create electrolysis and eat each other. The all-aluminum coils don't do that. There's been a lot of studies done by third parties and universities showing the efficiency of their coils over a period of time is much better. And then they're a great company to work with as far as we just mentioned, getting me parts and getting things I need. They have done the same thing that I do for customers. They've been over backwards to get me things that they really didn't have to do to try to keep customers happy. So it's from their product line and what they offer to the way they build it, to the way they stand behind it and they service it. They've just always been great to me. And I really like dealing with them, and I like selling their product because I know that's what the customer's going to have in the long run,
right,
whether it's me doing it or not. So,
you know, it's good quality.
It is. And that's what I think's the most important thing in a system if you're going to buy it, is having a high quality piece of equipment.
Absolutely. My friend Kate was curious about apartment air, how to handle living on top floor and how it affects the cooling of it.
Okay. If apartments typically have basically the same type setup that most houses do, they sometimes use a little different air handler. But if you're on the top floor, what we'll see a lot of times is the systems may all be the same size, and if you're below someone, you have no heat from the sun affecting your unit. But if you're on the top floor, you're getting the attic heat. So it could be an undersized issue if it just will not do it and will not keep up. But the first thing to do would be having it checked for like a maintenance. Make sure that it is running 100%, because in some cases that's the big difference. It's just not doing what it should. But in for the most part, it's the same as air conditioning in a house. It's just that that top floor takes a lot of the brunt of the heat. So you got to have everything working just right on the top floor, whereas down below, you're good.
You are.
If it's halfway running, you're in good shape because you're surrounded by other people that are air conditioned and heated. So it takes a lot of the load.
And my friend texts in and says, does the mini split come with a separate thermostat?
It's two ways. It comes with a thermostat, but you can also order. Some people don't like the little handheld remote control, like a TV control. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes with as far as the wall mounts go. But you can order a wall mounted, like a typical thermostat in a house, or the one we love, the Mitsubishi's one we sell a lot of, it actually has a Kumo Cloud, so you control it from your phone. So
nice.
There are multiple options.
So you can just be laying in bed and say that's still not cold enough. And
yep, that's what we've got. Awesome. Our high efficiency systems offer that as well. I have to say I'm guilty myself. I'll lay in bed and pick up my phone.
What do you like your bedroom temperature to be?
Me at my house, we sleep now, I'm wanting to say 73, but I like it cold. So I had a system before that was an old system when I bought the house, and we would sleep at 70 or 69. Mm-hmm. And that's that humidity difference. Now 73 feels like that 69.
Isn't
because
that awesome?
Yeah,
I think that's great.
The relative humidity in my house when I check it is typically in the upper 40s, and most houses are in the upper 50s and sometimes over that. So that 10% swing in humidity makes a big difference in how things feel.
Yeah, I mean, we can tell that just going outside.
Well, we were joking when we came in about, you know, guys and girls being different temperatures, and I like it cold when I sleep. My wife, she's in an electric blanket because I'm freezing her out so she can sleep. But honestly, when we did that system, we're now both a lot more comfortable because the humidity was what was making the big difference in how we felt. I couldn't stand to feel sticky.
Yes.
I cannot stand to lay in bed under covers and feel sticky. So I wanted it dry more than I wanted it cold. And that's what I realized after we lowered the humidity. It actually made a big difference for both of us.
Humidity makes a huge difference. Outside, you can tell. Like in the winter here, it's so cold because of the humidity.
Yep.
It's just that wet cold. And people, I think in other states, they come here thinking it's going to be warm when it's cold. And they're like, why is it so cold? It's the humidity that's so high.
It goes to your bones.
Yes, it does, definitely. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air with me today. If you would like more information, you can go over to climatechproair.com or give them a call at 857-4700. They'd be happy to service your AC. They do same day maintenance, things like that. If it doesn't turn on, you wait until July and it's burning up and it just doesn't start working, give them a call. I would definitely start doing your maintenance now, though. Wouldn't you
agree?
Absolutely.
Yes, it is time for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some things coming up. We've got another giveaway coming up next month, and we may be discussing one of those Wi-Fi thermostats.
That's exciting. So stay tuned because that should be coming up when he comes on next in
coming
a couple of
soon.
Weeks. Great. That's exciting. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Coming up, we have Emerald Coast Coins. It's always a pleasure having them on. You're going to really enjoy it. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom. We look forward to listening.